first and foremost, we've got our checkbook on there. If we have a transaction where we spend tax dollars, you can get on there and you can see that information. You can search information. You can do what they call a data dump, where you take the data in an Excel format or in another another format,
right,
and take that information and do your own search and put your own criteria on it. You can check out employee salaries. You can check out director salaries. You can look at our capital projects that we have going throughout Albuquerque and see the status of each project and where it is located with a satellite map. There's just a whole lot of things that we want to make sure that people can look at. And you can look at the budget and see not just pie charts, but you can look up, or not just the data, but you can see graphical representations of our budget. You can also search our vendor list to find out what our vendors have been paid, look at their specific vendor contracts, look at campaign contributions. We just really wanted to really set a standard. There's 27 different categories of things that people can look up on our website.
And the checkbook, literally, you can go down and I didn't try really small values, but you can search, okay, show me things between $1,000 and $2,000, and it will give you a whole list of all those expenses.
That's correct. We just wanted to, this is something we have control over as a municipality. And I guess when you talk about the debate, I was in the state legislature before I had an opportunity to be the mayor of Albuquerque, and there seems to be this consistent debate about being transparent. And I guess my thought process is, why do we want to go part way? Why don't we just, are we either going to be transparent or we're not? Let's just put it out there, show it to the media, show it to the general public, show it to the advocacy groups, let them go about doing what they're interested in doing. And then I'm hoping, Chris, that we end up with some good catches here, that we have people out there that will take a look at this. And if they have questions and concerns, we've invited them to let us know what those are. They'll let us know whether we invite them or not, by the way. And then we will take these under consideration and see if we can find some ways to build a more efficient government.
Well, and this had to be a tough sell for all the government workers there in the city. They had to say, hold on, all of a sudden my salary's out there, everything I spend is out there. How does this help me do my job better?
Well, I think at some point we have to understand who our boss is, and our boss is the taxpayer, the people that give us the opportunity to come to work every day. And I have a lot of faith in our employees. We've got great people that work at the city of Albuquerque, all the way from the director level, all the way through, our police department, our fire department, all the way to blue collar workers, to our management staff. And we shouldn't be afraid to be accountable. We shouldn't be afraid to have some scrutiny and some light shed on this information, and especially if we take it with the right attitude, and that is, if there's something that we've missed, if there's something that we haven't recognized and somebody else can, and they could bring it to our attention, that's part of what I call the team sport of transparency. We shouldn't be holding our cards that close to our vest. We should be putting it out there for people to see, and then hoping they take it with the right attitude that we think we have, and that is, help us out here. We're gonna try to do something good for our community and show people, build some confidence in their local government.
I was talking to the chairman of the recovery board, who does recovery.gov and all the $800 billion in recovery spending, and he said, if you get easily embarrassed, transparency is not the game for you, because there are going to be mistakes. How do you deal with that, both with your now employees, but also with the citizens saying, hey, we're going to find mistakes because the data isn't always perfect?
Well, we said that during our press conferences the day that we put this policy forward and put this website up. I tell my people on a consistent basis, look, it's okay to make mistakes. Make sure they're honest ones, and we can live with that. You do run the risk when you have a transparency website like this that you could get hit over the head with your own website on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
But it's at some point we have to make a decision. Do we want to build a better government? And by doing that, do we want to build more confidence from the taxpayers and from the people that we work for and our constituents, or don't we? And it's like a lot of things. It's like with some of the budget crises that we've had around the country. You can take the Band-Aid off slow, or you can take it off quick. My preference is let's take it off quick and put things out there and go through that if there is a painful process, go through it early on, and then settle into a what I would like to see be the norm, which is more transparency.
So this does help you do your job better. This does help them do their job better.
Well, that's the whole point. The whole point here is if we're going to honestly try to make improvements, we shouldn't be afraid to have people look at it. And then there will always be people, Chris, whether they're, you know, from a standpoint of political adversaries or opponents in future races, or people that just don't like the administration, or people that just want to play the gotcha game, that may go out there and use this to their advantage. But the downside, I think, is far outweighed by the upside here.
One of the interesting aspects of this is, and I've seen it in here in D.C., where they have a site where you can dig through the budget. And as I was talking to the CTO, somebody else was sitting there and calculating out how much they spent per person on email. And all of a sudden, it does create this, you have to have this much more open dialogue with people that you may not have had to have before. How do you deal with that? Just having to explain decisions, all of a sudden decision, you have to explain them in a more transparent way as well.
Sure. Well, it's the same scenario. We had a conversation with one of our media outlets about this yesterday, and I told him, as a mayor, I'm kind of looking forward to the first story that we have where we can stand up as administration and say, hey, good catch here.
Yeah.
You know, good get. You know, thanks for looking at that. Nobody has looked at that. We're 9 months into a new administration here. We've got 4 years to go. If we're going to work on creating efficiencies and doing the things that I'm interested in doing, it's going to be an everyday thing for 4 years. It's not just a one-time deal. We have, we're about 6,000 employees in the city of Albuquerque, and as a mayor, you certainly, if you don't delegate, you're not going to get very far. If you start micromanaging, you're not going to get very far. My job is to put a vision in place and to put mechanisms in place to help our employees do the good work that they can do, because they've built their careers, a lot of them, at City Hall, and we're getting good reaction. We have another website that we started called ESA, Efficiency, Stewardship, and Accountability, where we've asked our employees to come forward with cost savings ideas and efficiencies. And when they do, we've got some financial rewards for their departments to do that. It's a little bit of a private sector model. I came out of the private sector. It's just all part of a big package for us to just try to run a good organization here.
How hard was this to do? Because I know some organizations, they want to do this, but they find they have all this data is in different formats, in different places. There's no cohesion to it. Could you do this easily?
Well, let me put it this way. We started working on this the first day of my transition. A young man in my organization, Gilbert Montano, was the gentleman I put in charge of helping us get this crafted. Gilbert and I started this before I even took office, as much as we could with the data that we had. And we've spent every bit of 9 months, the first 9 months of the organization, working with our IT department, working with our accounting and management staff. And it has not been easy, but what we tried to do was build an architecture, a structure, if you will, to the website, so that once the links are in place, then each department, as it updates its records from human resources or whatever department they happen to be, or accounts payable, that those links are already there and those numbers automatically show up on the website. So once the heavy lifting was done on the front end of the site creation, that we're hopeful that it will slack off as far as an ongoing maintenance effort. It will always be there, and there are certainly cities that may not have the resources to do this, but we've already been tasked by a number of agencies within our community to come and talk to them about how we did it, and we're hoping that we can be a national leader in this regard, and we'd be happy to share ideas with municipalities and other people, because I think transparency really is it's an important movement, and it's something that whether it's at the local, state, or federal level, people just really want to know what their government's doing and whether or not they're being good stewards of their dollars.
Well, and I got to ask, I know the site has just been launched relatively recently, but you did have a lot of work getting this up and running. Any lessons learned, even at this early stage?
Well, I think the lesson learned is that when we try to do this the right way, and when you get buy-in, we got such tremendous buy-in from our employees and from our IT staff and from the mayor's staff, the people that I had working on it, that's what made this a success. The lesson learned, if anybody's interested, is talk to your folks, talk to your community, talk to your employees about this, and you'll find that if you present it in the way that we're trying to present it, where it's a net positive, it's not a gotcha, it's not a witch hunt, it's about good government, and people do buy in. And then just if you're going to put resources to it, make sure you don't shortchange your people, because we had a lot of folks working late nights and weekends and everything else on this. But we tried to get them the resources they needed to do it right. And if you do that, you can get it done.
Mayor Barry, thank you very much for this. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
No, we're just glad there's some attention on this. We think it's important, and we just want to put the word out there. If there's other municipalities that would like to take a look at this, then go to cabq.gov. Take a look at it. If we can help, we have a place on there where people can correspond with us. Let us know. We'd be happy to help.